Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our thanks to the fine folks at Bowser Chevy out here in Monroeville. They treat us like kings when we're out here. It's awesome. Bob Pompiani back in the studio has helped keep things together, even after Chris Hoke predicted a losing season for the Steelers. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking brought to you very kindly by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Bob, are you all set for predictions?
Let's go.
I can't believe that you're here for this today, too. This is like when Aunt Viv used to visit us in Buffalo for Christmas. Sometimes it was unexpected, but it was very special when she would come all the way from Manhattan. She wore a mink coat. She was very stylish. And one year she gave me a New York Jets Joe Namath helmet. You always knew that Aunt Viv came bearing gifts. I feel the same way about you.
Well, that's very nice. And I hope I haven't overstayed my welcome. Did Aunt Viv ever do that?
No, she was welcome to stay as long as she liked. In fact, I wouldn't mind if we had you for a segment every Friday to do picks with us.
Okay.
Thank you, Aunt Viv.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9 financing up to 36 months. With approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. Beautiful day, high of 84 and sunny. Here we go. Got to make it quick. Let's start with the college games. Penn State, a 32-point favorite over Bowling Green. We're picking against the spread, just to remind you. Bob, go first.
I'm going to give the 32. Penn State wins big.
Penn State covers.
I underestimated Penn State last weekend, and I'm very sorry about that. They're going to win by 62. Limits?
They will win by a lot and cover.
Cincinnati, a 2.5-point favorite over Pitt. This game is a little bit of a post-traumatic stress game from 45-44 all those years ago. Mm. Is it still called Nippert Stadium, Bob? And who cares if it is or isn't? Who do you got? Cincy with a 2.5-point
I'm going to take Cincinnati, given the points, winning the game.
Mm.
And covering.
Paul?
Oh, I mean, Cincinnati's defense didn't look very good to me, so I'm going to go with Pitt to cover.
I'm going to go with the Fighting Eli Holstein's as well. I saw something there. Was it misleading? Maybe it was limits, but maybe it wasn't.
Yeah.
I think Pitt goes in there and covers, wins the game outright.
And I don't really think Cincinnati's that good. Pitt goes in and wins.
West Virginia, -26.5 over the Fighting Tony Kornheiser's Albany. Who do you got, Bob?
I didn't like what I saw from West Virginia. A lot of that had to do with Penn State. So I'm going to take the points in this one. I like that many points. So I'll take Albany.
I can't pick against my man Greg Gattuso. Come on now. Fighting Greg Gattuso's plus the 26.5.
I'm going with the Fighting Greg Gattuso's too. And if he were to pull the upset, I don't think Neil Brown would make it out of the stadium. I think he would be fired on the spot. I'm serious about that. But I don't think that's going to happen. I do think Albany will lose by 23. Limits?
I don't see West Virginia losing this game in any regard. They're going to take out all their frustration from last week on Albany. Give me the points.
And then we're going to call this Paul's pick. Every week he's going to pick one college game outside of our local three. And this week he picked Texas this is the game he wants. Texas -7.5 against Michigan. Bob?
That's a tough one. I'm going to take Michigan in this one.
Paul?
I like Texas on the road. I think they win. I think Michigan's a fraud this year.
Wow. I think Michigan can at least beat that spread. And I don't even have to pick them to win the game. I'm going with Michigan. Limits, did you know that I did a book report in sixth grade on Wolverines because I love the colors of the Michigan football team?
No, I did not know that. I also think Michigan is a fraud, Paul, but I think that that's a lot of points at home for a defending champ. They don't win. Texas wins, but Michigan covers.
Mm. Ravens, let's go to the NFL. The big one tonight, Ravens +3 at the Chiefs. Who do you got, Bob?
I'm going to go, since it is a must win for Lamar Jackson, I'm going to take the Ravens to win outright. And with the points, doesn't matter. They're going to win outright.
Paul?
I think that the Ravens are going to at least cover, if not win. So I take the Ravens.
Tony Kornheiser went to Binghamton, not Albany, my friend Jason Bumbliss says. I apologize to you, Bob, to Tony Kornheiser, to Greg Gattuso, and everybody at both schools. Okay?
To Professor Kornfetter.
Professor Kornfetter is the one that went to Albany. It's an opening game. It's weird. The Lions went in and won at the Chiefs last year. I'll take the Ravens in this one to at least beat that spread. Limits?
I think the Chiefs are going to win. They weren't good against the Lions last year, but I think they've pretty much handled Lamar in a lot of situations. They do so again.
All right, now we got to go real quick. Browns -2.5 against the Cowboys. Bob?
I'm going to take the Browns because I'm down on the Cowboys this year.
Cowboys. I picked them to win their division. I think the Cowboys are going to win.
Cowboys. This is the pick of the week for me. I think the Browns are overrated. I think the Browns stink.
Cowboys. Limit? The Browns are not very good, and Deshaun Watson is a fraud.
Bengals 8.5 over the Patriots, Bob.
I'm going to take the Bengals. Give the points.
First game, new coach, a little bit of energy and juice with the Patriots. I think they cover.
I think the Bengals come out and absolutely storm them. I think the Patriots have a chance to go 0-16. I'm taking the Bengals. Joe Burrow back in a big way. He doesn't look like himself. Mm-mm. Have you seen these photos of him? It's not just the hair. He dyed the hair blonde, but something else is happening. He looks like a different man, Bob. Have you noticed this?
I've noticed this, but again, I don't know if that means he's going to be different on the field. I still think he's going to be Joe Burrow.
Is it going to be like Brady where it's this weird reverse thing that he looks younger as he gets older? It's very odd.
Brady looks 20 years younger than what he really is.
All right. I'm taking the Bengals. Limits?
And it's in Cincinnati. They win by 10+. Yep.
Eagles. Wait. It says Eagles -2.5 against the Eagles. Who are they playing? Did we do the
whole
division?
They're playing Green Bay.
That's
Why
tomorrow night. That is in Brazil.
In Brazil tomorrow night.
It's tomorrow night.
No. Eagles -2.5 against the Packers. Hurry up,
Bob. I'm going to take the Packers in this
Paul?
Game.
Like the Packers.
I like the I picked Jordan Love as MVP, but I like the Eagles because it's a small spread.
Give me the Packers.
Lastly, Steelers +3 at Falcons. Bob?
I think Atlanta wins a close game, but I'll take the 3 points.
Okay.
I'll take the Steelers to cover.
All right. Paul?
I like the Chiefs, I like the Falcons to cover. Is it three?
Yeah.
It three or three and a half?
Three. We're going three anyway.
Okay, I like the Falcons to cover the three.
Everything says Falcons, but I don't trust them because they're the Atlanta Falcons. I don't trust them. That's why. Limits, so I'm taking the Steelers outright.
Picked the Steelers to win. I picked them to start the season 3-1, even though I don't think Russell Wilson is going to be that good this year. Steelers win.
Good night. Everyone was wonderful. Again, thanks to the folks at Bowser Chevy. Bob, you were incredible back in the home studio.
Good to be with you guys. We'll see you together on Monday.
Paul brought the crackers. City Limits, I don't know what you did, but it was good.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.